now to Washington State and a county named after Dr. King. The county that includes Seattle was actually named in honor of another king, that is, until several years ago. The man who is county executive there pushed to rechristen King County on behalf of the late civil rights leader, and that man is also a Democratic superdelegate. We've been profiling superdelegates this week. They're likely to decide the Democratic race for the president. NPR's Martin Costi has this profile of a black politician from Seattle who supports Hillary Clinton.
The King County executive isn't exactly the highest office in the land, but it may have the best view. From his desk in a Seattle office tower, County Executive Ron Sims enjoys a panorama of Mount Rainier looming over Seattle like the Sphinx.
Floor 32.
But these days, Sims is more focused on his computer inbox. He has trouble describing the sheer volume of superdelegate email.
Oh, I don't know. A lot.
Sims is soft-spoken for someone who's an ordained minister as well as a politician, and he seems to enjoy the private debate that he's been having with the other superdelegates.
There's no hard feelings among superdelegates about, you know, whether you're committed or uncommitted. It is, golly, these are called head-scratching moments. What do I do?
His choice would be obvious if he were to follow the lead of his state. Obama took the Washington caucuses 2-1, and the win was bigger here in King County. Even Sims' kids are backing Obama. But he says that's all beside the point, because in his superdelegate role, he considers himself a representative of counties, all county governments. Still, he also acknowledges some other influences.
I was called a friend of Bill.
On the wall, there's a picture of President Clinton campaigning for Sims in 1994. Sims says the First Lady was also very gracious to him in those years.
They had a number of White House functions, and she was signing off on the list and added me to the list several times, and other times agreed I should be on the list. And whenever she came out here, we had great conversations.
So now Sims figures he owes the Clintons.
When the president, when I introduced him recently, he said, "I'd hope you give my wife serious consideration." I thought it was a debt he could collect.
But as a Clinton backer, Sims is the odd man out in Seattle, especially among black voters. Still, you better not suggest that he's somehow obliged to support Obama.
You can't guilt me because you would then question my commitment to the aspirations of African Americans. It's not a good place for people to want to take me.
Sims does say he likes Obama, and as the primaries wear on, this Clinton stalwart is showing some signs of flexibility. He believes Obama will end up with more regular delegates.
And if he maintains the same kinds of momentum that he's had up to now, I think it would be incredibly difficult for Senator Clinton supporters to deny him the nomination. At the same time,
it would be hard for you to say that.
It would be hard for any of the superdelegates to do that.
But Sims isn't about to announce any changes yet. He says there's growing agreement among the superdelegates to let the primary season run its course. And right after the last primaries, on June 3rd, he expects the superdelegates will quickly line up in such a way as to end the fight then and there. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.